Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Changes have been announced for the 2018 Ag Day events at the Oklahoma State Capitol. Instead of happening next week on Tuesday, April 10th, they've pushed the date back to the 9th of May, as Oklahoma ag groups, organizations, and Made in Oklahoma products will be featured from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the fourth floor rotunda during the Ag Day celebration at the State Capitol now on the 9th of May. Also on the 9th of May, the Governor's Excellence in Ag Award ceremony will be held at 2:30 in the afternoon at the Oklahoma Association of Electric Cooperatives. That's on Interstate 44 Service Road, Northeast Oklahoma City. The Governor's Excellence in Ag Awards, held in conjunction with Ag Day, is hosted by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and sponsored by the Oklahoma Association of Electric Cooperatives. The recipients include Keith Kistling from Burlington, Governor's Outstanding Achievement in Ag Award. He'll also be inducted into the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame with that award. Jimmy Kinder from Walters, the Oklahoma Agriculture Environmental Stewardship Award. Randy Gilbert from Tecumseh, Outstanding Public Service and Ag Award. And Larry Watkins of Stillwater will posthumously be recognized with the Governor's Outstanding Legacy in Agriculture Award. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says there's just too many unknowns right now about the possible impact on Oklahoma agriculture when it comes to these tariff threats being made by the Chinese in retaliation to the Trump administration tariffs that they have proposed. He says any impact is somewhere down the road.
Well, we're not going to know the impact of those tariffs for some time. Even the steel and aluminum tariffs, I was reading an op-ed piece this last week in the Wall Street Journal, and they said those tariffs won't be implemented for 60 days, and that what China's doing and what the U.S. administration is doing, they're just positioning themselves for negotiations that's taking place. Even if the tariffs are implemented, The short run, the long run impacts won't be known until we actually get into the business of buying and selling the products and exporting it.
Dr. Anderson says for wheat producers, the best advice he's got, stay calm and carry on.
Well, I think they just should ignore it right now. We don't know what the outcome's going to be. We know they're not going to be implemented within 60 days. It does add risk to the market, and when there's additional risk in the market, there's more volatility, and your buyers tend, especially on forward contracts and the futures prices, tend to hedge their bet a little bit, which means they're going to take a risk premium and prices are going to be maybe 10 or 15 cents lower. But right now, I think the thing to do is just ignore it until we see what's really going to happen.
OSU Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus fall bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
And that's a check of your agriculture news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.